Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, beloved gods and goddesses. Isn't it a fantastic, great, wonderful January 1st of 2018? We're so proud of each and every one of you. We love you very dearly. We thank you for being on our call today. Now, as we all know, you know, glitches do occur, and this has happened again. So I'm trying to get beloved Zaria on our call. So I'm going to go ahead and see if perchance, just hang in there for 1 minute, and let's see if we can get Zaria. So, and Zora, of course, to get online with all of us. So hang in there for 1 second. Okay. So how about you do this? Try to call the regular number to get in. So the call the 516-418-5563. Okay.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to is currently full.
Okay. All right. Well, that was just a test, everybody. Just to make sure that Zaria was able to get on the call. So obviously, all the lines are full, and that's just perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and give Zaria a call one more time and get him online. Okay. So you've got all your everything ready. Okay. Hold on. Okay, here we go again. Let me see your phone. That's quite interesting. Wow, this is amazing. Somebody doesn't want us to be on this call today. Okay, hold on. Let me try one more time. All right, let's see. Okay, now isn't this interesting why this is happening at this time? But, okay, we shall do it again. We shall not give up. We never give up. Okay, do me a big favor. What did you reset your phone. And then I'll call you back, okay? Okay. And I'm sure we'll be able to get you connected again. And you put your earbuds on?
Yeah, I will.
Why don't you do that now?
That's 3 or 4 adapters. They all just appeared on me.
Go ahead. Ready? Okay. So let's try it one more time. Okay, here we go. Is your phone on? Thank you so much, everyone, for your patience. You know the drill, right? Okay. All right. Now we're going to try it again. Here we go. Uh-huh. Well, isn't that interesting? Okay, everyone, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to, how about we do this? I'm going to be off the air for just a minute, and I'm going to see if I could switch phones with Soraya. Okay? All right, everyone. Hang in there for another minute. Okay. We love you. Thank you for your patience. Okay, everybody. Okay, I'm back online, and now we're going to go ahead and get Soraya. All right. Okay, here we go. No. No, you have to use this phone now.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Well, that one's all ready, too.
No. Okay, hold on. Well, you know what? That is so interesting.
What's interesting now?
Well, it's because it won't let me call you. So, this is...
This is strange.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so you know what we'll do? We'll do like we used to. We'll just use one call. Okay, hold on. Let me just try this one last time here. Isn't that the weirdest thing? Okay, everybody. We're going to go back to the old way we used to do this.
It's not on either.
So it's not working on this other phone either. So we'll just go ahead and we'll do what we used to do. Okay. Well, we used to just kind of sit next together, and then we'll just use this phone as the key phone with the speaker on. Okay. All right. We're not going to let this show fail. Of course not. So here we go, everyone. And come on, Julia. Let's go. When there's a will, there's a way. All right. Okay. Now, everybody knows that the way we used to do it is it didn't work the best. However, we were able to each other and do the calls together. And so that is what we're going to do today. So, and here we go. So in the meantime... Let me go ahead and
do the invocation.
We'll go ahead and get started here. I'll make sure that everybody can hear us. All of you that have your headbands on, go ahead and, or if you don't have them on, go ahead and get your headbands on, and we'll go ahead and get started with our invocation. All right, give me a second here, and here we go.
We're still here. We're just getting together. Hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas and that you had a happy New Year celebration. This is Soraya speaking, and Prime Creator and my father and Sananda and all the others were trying to get this pushed through by the end of the year. It didn't happen, but we're not giving up.
Well, I think we'll hear more from you, Dad. And all right, everyone. Please go ahead, and hopefully everyone
is going to be able to hear me. And I know that that was an issue, quite a while back. All right, so here we go. Everyone, sit quietly in your chairs on the floor. Close your eyes. Take a couple, two, three, four deep breaths. Breathe in this vibrant of love and light. You can envision it to be golden white light. I'm coming in, all the way coming from source. As it goes through from your crown chakra, top of your head, all the way down, swirling in and out to every cell of your body, through your head, down the neck, down to your fingertips, down your torso, down your legs, all the way out your toes. Begin to relax all your muscles. Relax your brain. Just relax and let go. And one more time. Very good. And here we are. I am my I am presence. I breathe light into my heart center. I am a temple of light. I call forth the full power of the violet flame of forgiveness to transmute the causes, core effects, habits, records, and memories of every thought, feeling, word, or action I've ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that reflects anything associated with victimhood, separation, powerlessness, low vitality, suffering, ill health, disease, misuse of male or female energy, misuse of power, self-hatred, shame, belief in being bad, fear, rage, blame, hatred, negative judgment and prejudice, attachment to people doing things my way, or lack and limitation of any kind. With forgiveness and love as my intention, I blaze the violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy that has my signature on it in any place and time that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of God. I trust God to transmute every speck of my being into the highest love and light, health, and abundance. I ask my I Am presence to fill this space with a golden light of sources infinite, or prime creator and mother, father, God, my God and goddess self, love, infinite health, and abundance. In the name of my God or goddess self, I accept this as accomplished, and it is done, and I know it. Fill yourselves with this brilliant golden white light of pure light and love. This is who you are. And now, we now also bring forth the protection of protections, the brilliant white pillar of light that comes again from source, comes down as a pillar all the way down as it as you are enveloped in this tunnel of pure light, pure white light. Use a pillar of white light when you're driving. You want to use it for your home. You want to use it for as far out as you want to reach out. Always know every day, every morning, do the invocation. Bring in this beautiful, brilliant light protection of protection. Feel it protect you always from any negative thought or action, anything that brings doubt into your heart. Know that you are always protected, always. And you can bring this tunnel of light, bring it out 3 feet and as far out as you desire. And it is done. So welcome, everyone. And yes, it is a very special Zora call. This is our final call. And I'm not going to go into that because I'm going to have, you're going to hear that directly from Zora. So I think probably with that, and Zoraya will also say, you know, a few words a little bit later, if you like. And then in the meantime, you know, we are already behind time, but there is no time. So this, everything is in perfect, everything is always in perfect accordance with divine order. And so I will go ahead and introduce you, not introduce, but as we welcome our beloved Zora. Father God, thank you so much again for being here with us. We know that you have a number of words, a few words that you would like to share with all of us on this very, very special day. It's also a special day as well. It's a number 11 day, well as a number 11 year, as well as a beautiful super full moon. So it's a beautiful, beautiful day to start off our wonderful year ahead. Welcome, Zora.
Indeed. And how be you, beloved masters, goddesses, and gods, as you are. And this is a fact. As we have said long, many, many, many times, every time we speak with you, have the opportunity to speak with you, you have all been told that you were gods and goddesses, but you are. You are also healers as well, because, you know, as I have said before, according to your Bibles and things of this nature, that, which incidentally, your Bibles are not complete. They have scriptures left out and scriptures added in and things of this nature, but that is for maybe another time. Anyway.
Another time?
Maybe another time. I'm not saying it will, but anyway, but because we know that all of you out there understand you have been on this journey for 7 years.
Almost 7 years,
well. Almost 7 years. And you all have all of the tools you need. You have the understanding and knowingness that you're healers, that you are gods and goddesses. And we have, what is the term on the surface? We have pounded that into your brain many, many times, reassuring you of who and what you are. And remember when Jesus Ananda walked the earth, that he did the same thing. He reminded them. He simply reminded them of their goddessness and their godhood. And they were straightway healed as soon as they realized it. So, this is what we are doing. We are going to do what is termed as be in an observant mode. And we are no longer going to be what is called holding your hands. It is time to sever and throw you out of the nest.
That's rather harsh, Zora.
Indeed. But you need to fly. And you need to be on your own. You need to do what is termed as to go into yourselves. Use discernment whenever you listen to what is called communications on the internet. And whenever you hear someone speaking, always understand the following, that is, if it brings you joy and happiness in what you hear, then cleave to it. If it brings anything other than that, do not heed it, do not listen to it, because it is there for one purpose, to discourage you, to take away your blessing, to take away your joy, to take away your happiness. That is what it is there for. So therefore, don't listen to it. Only listen to what your spirit within you deems, and your heart deems, to be actual fact. And your discernment will tell you that. You have a very strong God and goddess within you. Speaking of, if you're female, you're goddess. If you're male, you are God. So understand that you have always been gods and goddesses. Everyone walking this planet is either a god or a goddess. I know that's hard to swallow, but that is a fact. And all of you are gods and goddesses. So hold fast to what you have learned, what you have been given in the way of tools. You have all the tools. All the, in the practice of purifying your foods, of bringing health to your bodies, for simply what is called the messenger. And I am simply, when I had spoke with you in times past and healed, what is termed pounded this, the knowing this into your psyche, into your higher selves, into your gods and goddesses, that you are the healers of this world. You are the healers of each other. Don't be afraid to go out and heal people, because you have the power to do it. You have always had the power to do it. You have just not been informed on how to do it. Process of healing, or to test yourself, if you wish. To rub your hands together, take them 18 inches apart, bring them together slowly. As you do, you begin to feel a pressure, as if you're pushing against a balloon. And the more you come together, the warmer your hands become. All that power located between your hands is your healing power. That power is in everyone, every single being on the planet. Every single human being on the planet has the gift of healing. So there's no need for hospitals. There's no need for pharmaceuticals and things of this nature. You are the healer. And I can assure you, it costs nothing. It's free. It was given to you freely. And you need to freely share it yourselves. You need to go out and heal those that you see suffering. Go up to them. Walk up to them. Matters of, not if they're a stranger. If they have suffering and you know you have the ability to take it away, do it. Ask them if they wish to be relieved of their suffering. And of course, they will say yes. Then do it, or show them how to do it. And they can do it. Why? Because they are gods and goddesses. Unrealized, but they are still gods and goddesses. My beloved child, Soraya, I should say Quasar, Soraya, speak to her. Anyway. Soraya will also speak a little later on this call, because I know she has some final words too. Anyway, getting back to what I'm saying, all of you have the tools and the knowledge to go forth alone, even though you're not alone. What I mean is you have the ability and the knowledge and the knowingness to know that you're gods and goddesses and healers. And you need to accept that this moment. Just simply say, I am a god. I am a goddess. And I know it. And then feel that warmth welling up inside of you. Feel that connection with your God self or your goddess self. It is there. It just needs to be awakened. And you awaken it simply by saying, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God of my being, from the goddess of my being. That is your connection. That is how you make contact with the god or goddess of yourself. And then you use that power. Use that power to heal others. I'm not speaking of major, what is called, what you would term, major miracles. I'm speaking of the little ones. Like if someone is suffering from, or you see someone limping. They are having pain in their leg, yes. You come up to them and you ask them, would you like me to take this pain away? Are they going to say no? Of course not. They're going to say yes. And you simply use your God power to heal them or to show them that they are gods or goddesses too. Whichever. Either one works. So, when you see someone suffering, small things, hacking cough, or what you call sickness, and what you term sickness, the flu, or a cold, or whatever, and you have the ability, you already know it within you, that you're a healer. You can even tell your doctors that you're a healer, and that will surprise them, I can assure you. You can tell them that you're a god or a goddess. That will open their eyes as well. They may think you're a little off, but that is still a fact. You all have the God power, the goddess power. All you have to do is exercise it. Exercise it and use it for your benefit and for the benefit of others. To those who have already exchanged currencies. I give you a firm, stern warning, if you will, to you. Do not hide your wealth. Do not hide your blessing. Share it with those less fortunate than you. Or I can assure you, you will lose your blessing. Because we are not going to stand by that have the ability and have the material resources from their blessing to not use them. We will freeze them, simply. We are having a crisis here. Things are falling up all over. All right. Anyway, so very firm and understand this. Be the gods that you are. Be the goddesses that you are. You know this from almost seven years ago. We've been giving this message to you. If you haven't learned it by now, when are you going to learn it? You've had 7 years to do it. We have emphasized that you are gods, that you are goddesses, that you are healers on every call. Well, maybe not every call, but most every call. We have informed you of your godhood, of your goddessness. You just need to, what is the biblical term, step out on faith and exercise your sovereignty, your royalness, if you will. In some realms, that is accepted more. But understand, you are all healers. You don't need your pharmaceutical drugs. They're just emptying your pockets of your finances, of your, what do you call, your retirement and things of this nature. But the pharmaceuticals don't care whether you're healed or not. And I can assure you, they're not healing you, are healing you. You are the ones that are going to heal the planet. You are the ones that are going to bring about the reunion that is in the works. The revaluation global currency reset is still going, is still rolling out, as it is also slow, but it is still rolling out. And it is happening now. Some of you on this call have already exchanged. Surprised you, didn't I? I already know you have exchanged. But you have not spoken of it. You have not given forth your blessing, your sharing. You have more than ample enough to take care of your family, friends, and, you know, close friends and things of that nature. But you also have excess just lying around, not doing anything. I can assure you, we have told you you were going to receive the blessing, and you did. Now it's up to you to do what is right and help those less fortunate than you. I'm speaking about the whales, the ones who have already exchanged. And forget about your NDA. Share the wealth. A piece of paper means nothing. Ending the suffering on the planet means everything. If you've already exchanged, then share your blessing. Bless others. Or otherwise, your assets will be frozen. By what means, I will not say. But I will say they will be frozen. Unless you use and share your blessing. Share what you, the excess that you have.
What about the 800 numbers that is for the majority?
And that is coming too. That is in the process of being brought forth as well.
Could you give us, this is the end of the year.
This is the beginning of another year.
This is
not the end of the year. This is the beginning of another.
Okay, absolutely. And, of course, it was, I don't want to say promised, but
it was,
we
understand it.
Yes. So maybe you could just tell us a little bit about what happened.
What happened? What happened was the source spoke to Prime Creator and put a slight hold on it. What that means, I do not know. I have not been given that information properly yet. But I have been asking, of course. And I will know in due time, in the time that I'm to know it. So as you see, I have people, gods over me as well. And they are Prime Creator and they are Source.
So it was Source that put the delay on the 800 numbers.
Well, on all the...
And including disclosure, Zora?
That also. That's why it's just going into the new year.
So, teen is a beautiful year. It's already started beautifully. So when is the question as far as when can we at least begin to anticipate it that we're going to get those 800 numbers? Is that going to be this month? Is it going to be 6 months from now? Or, and I know you're not into dates, we had tried to corner you into disclosure, and the disclosure was supposed to have been no later than the end of 2017.
I need no reminder of this.
So, but yes, so Zora, you know, you understand from where we come from. Yes, give us a little bit more detail so we understand, so we can help to better know what is happening, and so that we know how to prepare.
Prime Creator and Source are wanting a few more to become fully realized gods and goddesses. The tipping point, as you term it, according to them, has not been reached, but shall be in the very imminent future. So I was told that part, so which I do understand. There's still some who needs to, what is called, become alive, become awakened. And those ones are not just in America, but also in other countries, are coming to that realization. Start looking for changes in your government right now. Starting today, you're going to have changes in your government. Changes for the better, of course. What is called your secret societies, you term them. Ones that have, well, they have more prominent names, but I just mentioned secret societies because it is more polite to say secret societies rather than to give them what their names are. But it was partly mentioned in the, what is called in the what you did this morning, the that word. Before the call, you were doing the Saint Germain invocation. That's the word I was wanting. It was mentioned in there. Misuse of male and female energy and human trafficking, things of this nature. These are what is termed. They are what is termed as secret societies. Okay, now. But I did not want to bring out what those particular ones were. So I just said secret societies to be more polite. But they are going to be exposed very straightway. Your Trump has already done, it's called and signed an executive order to bring an end to all of that. And that is going to shake up Washington. It is going to shake up the entire globe, because it is going to affect the entire globe. It is not just an executive order for America. It is spread throughout the entire world. Copies of it have already been sent to Interpol, have already been sent to the world police, as you term them. They are already in the process of freezing accounts that of these individuals that are the heads of these secret societies. And these, they have, many of them have already awoken to have frozen accounts. So it has already begun. Your changes in your government are about to come to the surface. And this is happening as we speak. So there are much more going to occur, both in military, in what is termed governments, world governments, different governments, that are going to bring an end to all of this suffering.
Brought up the military, Zora.
Indeed.
And you brought up Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about the changes in the military And is Trump going to be the one that he's been doing some really great things to really push things forward?
He is also being influenced by the Galactic Federation. Mm-hmm. He has a representative on his team, if you will, that is a direct, what is called ambassador from the Galactic Federation, that is working closely with Trump. And of course, Trump knows that he is also being observed by the Galactic Federation through this ambassador. And I will tell you, the ambassador is a female. That will make many of you women happy. It is a female gender ambassador.
So you see Trump sticking around for a while?
For a little while longer, but he is also, like I said, he is being instructed by the Galactic Federation to bring about this change, to expose this corruption that is going on, been going on for eons, you know, what you call the Illuminati, what you call the cabal. Mm-hmm. He has been what is called given the mission to abolish the complete cabal. That is the beginning. The secret societies, bringing them down, bringing an end to them. And of course, that is a global undertaking. Also, the FBI, which is called the CIA, what is called the Interpol, what is called M1 out of Great Britain. All of these peoples have all been given notification of executive order, and they all have copies of it already. So they are going throughout the world, seizing accounts, ones who had brought about this suffering, onto the world, and they are about to become what is called the recipients of justice.
And what are the military for?
Military is going to be revamped, if you will. You're also going to, there's also going to be brought out much, I would say all, of the, what is called, the black projects, as you term them, what is called the new technologies that have been hidden from you, are also going to be released to the public. Area 51 will no longer be secret. It will be exposed, brought out on all of the Tesla patents will be released to be used. And your world, surface of your world will change rapidly. Some of the technologies that Tesla had, some of the patents that Tesla had, was to clean up the atmosphere, is also being implemented as well. What you term as HAARP, what you term as these other, what you call weather controlling, supposedly weather controlling companies, are going to be revamped also, and be given the task of cleaning up the atmosphere, which we will also bring it into your chemtrails, of course, which have they have been dissipated for eons already, but people still see the streaks in the sky. But there's a difference between your chemtrails and comtrails as well. I won't, it is irrelevant anyway. But, so, Soraya will be speaking shortly. I know she wants to say a few words too. But understand, we love you very much, very greatly. And we are concerned about you. Otherwise, we wouldn't be given this message out for 7 years. Almost 7 years. So, and we do love you very much. We also, that another sign for that was the obliteration of an asteroid on the collision course.
Hey, Zora, before Soraya comes,
yes.
Could you please give us further information on full disclosure? Because that didn't happen.
I know. Galactic disclosure was deemed to happen before the end of the year. We were told of this term, 2017, the year of galactic disclosure. We did what was termed as did our utmost to get that to come, bring it forth before the end of the year. But also, as I had spoken before, that source changed the divine plan before we even realized it. So he changed the course of the, what is called, galactic disclosure. But you will be seeing the ships in the sky, and they will be uncloaked. Fully uncloaked. So start watching your skies. Start looking up instead of looking down.
So are you saying that disclosure is going to be more gradual instead of just all at once?
Mm-hmm.
You know, big announcements? Or is it going to be more gradual?
It's going to take place. But only what is called, only Prime Creator and Source are have that information.
Mm.
I myself have not been given that information. Mm. When I get it, you'll get it.
Mm.
But understand, we're going, Zareya and Quasar are going to be going under what is called incognito in the very near future. And that is why the was said that this will be the last call. And
is that Ebden Stone, Zora?
I will let my beloved Soraya answer that question.
Okay, hold on.
But remember, everyone, you are greatly loved. You are greatly being cared for, unbeknownst to you. So here's my beloved.
Hello, once again, beloved gods and goddesses. You have come a long way, as you say in your world. We have seen you grow enormously, even if you don't think it or feel it, but you have time for you. As we have said in the past, you have graduated and you have indeed. There are many right now who also carry wonderful information for all of you. You need not need us. Need. You do not need us. You have you. Always have had the God and the Goddess within you. The all-powerful God and Goddess that is you. When you ask for questions, whether it is about the headband, whether it's about your twin flame or whether it's about where you come from. Have faith that you will know these answers. And one of these days, you will have it. You will have your answers when you are ready. But we want you to know this day, to realize at this time, you have all the answers necessary to recreate Gaia or Mother Terra Krista. You can recreate your neighborhoods. It is time for you to get out and meet some of your neighbors. You do not need to talk to them about Hollow Earth. It is only about love. Once you can smile, be their friend, then you can begin to plant the seed so that they can begin to awaken. For they will need to have faith in you. Use your God and Goddess powers every single day. When you wake up, in your knees, or you have a slight headache, always utilize these God, Goddess powers that you have, because then you know who you truly are. And of course, many will still continue to rely on what you call traditional medicine. However, begin at least to look towards more the holistic, alternative type of cures that are out there. There will be more that will be uncovered in this coming year. It will be a most fabulous year. All of you, you have to move forward after this call. We don't know if we will have another call after this. So, it is time for you to do the work you have been informed about, just as Jesus Ananda did, just as all of the ascended masters have done in the past. All of the wonderful beings that have come before you, you are those beings. You are those beings now in the present. It is time for you, Claude, you, for all that you are, bring forth the prosperity and the love and the peace and the joy and the harmony. Bring forth this heaven on earth. And you say to yourself, oh, but I am only one. Jesus was only one. Buddha was only one. Only one. But together, all of you are able to do this as one. You have all that it takes. You always have. You only were to awaken, and you are all fully awakened. Look to the skies, and you will see disclosure. Look to the abundance that is before you, is in the making already. Do not say that the 800 numbers are not here. The numbers are here. And so with this, we wish you our very best. We will keep Jared Rand is another individual. Ted Marr is another individual. James Gilliland is another individual. Sheldon Neidel, we will keep some of these informations on the website for now. And reach for these 800 numbers in the meantime. Make every single day powerful and meaningful, not to you. Do it for others. When you do it for others, you do it for you. You do it for this world. And we love you all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Receive.
Receive.
And have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day and year. And we will be watching.
Indeed.
I assure you.